Hello?
Hello. Is this Esmerald?
Who's calling?
This is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. This number and name was chosen at random. I'm conducting an opinion research and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household...
You said about what?
Yeah?
Anyone in our household does what? Go ahead.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. In this case, what is your age?
18.
Sorry?
18.
Thank you so much. What is the race? What is your race? This is just to make sure that we are representing everybody.
What's my what?
Your race. Are you Caucasian, African American, mixed?
Oh, I'm mixed.
Thank you so much. In this case, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Oh, I'm voting.
Definitely vote or probably vote?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, perfect. Definitely, right?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. Votes
now,
count.
Perfect. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is taking?
I'm very dissatisfied. I'm disgusted with the direction of the country. It's been messed up for the last two decades.
Since the
last three decades.
Thank you for that opinion. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select one or two options. Reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting LGBTQ rights, providing affordable childcare, improving the economy, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, and investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. What are your two options?
Oh, that's too many subjects. I have to pass on that one.
Okay, perfect. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Oh, cannot get ahead. Nobody can get ahead unless you're rich.
Okay. So Is this meaning falling behind?
No, I wouldn't say falling behind, but it's not progressing.
So keeping up in this case.
It's standstill. No, it's right where it is. You know, it doesn't get better.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select one or two. Lack of good paying job opportunities, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, unfair or rich economic system for the rich, poor work ethic.
Pass.
Sorry?
Pass.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and I appreciate your time and thank you for your answers. Here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. A broken bail in parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. A toxic culture with the music, TV, video games, and moves. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Lack of after school programs, and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not thought enough on crime. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Not enough police officers on the streets. Too many guns floating. Or a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training.
Well, you know what, all these tying together, but the crime starts with the lack of understanding and the political officials in place. So really, you know, it's the infrastructure. If the infrastructure was broken down and restructured with people that really care and, like they said, they're there for the people and really it's controlled by the people, which really it's not, there would be a decrease in that, but there's so many backdoor and loopholes, that's why everything is occurring. So everything really needs to be restructured, which would take a lot of time and money. So the problem as a whole starts with who's in place and up top. So it's really not the people and the position people are in. Like, so really, it's the political officials and the people that are there in those positions.
Okay. So regardless of that,
they're the problem. And
sorry.
So, yeah, that really needs to change. But the people need to be educated so they can make the right decisions and things aren't changed. So it's a number of things. So
okay. So based on what you explained to me, as I can see, prosecutors and elected officials who are not thought enough on crime, I think that is the accurate one.
But crime is, you know, but the thing is, they're tough on crime, but the people are committing crimes because they're making things difficult in their communities. So maybe if things aren't difficult in their communities and they could thrive in their communities, they wouldn't have to speak out to go and want to find and create havoc. So if people had what they needed in their communities, they wouldn't seek it elsewhere. So, I mean, it's simple.
Okay.
So political officials should think about that. I mean, it's not rocket science, but, you know, but that's how the system is. So it's a systematic issue. Like I said, it's the political officials not using their smarts or their knowledge. So,
okay.
I would say it's the higher up.
So it could be as
but
well.
Also, people need to be educated. The people that don't have that knowledge, they need to be educated on how to understand that. Because there are individuals that are not political officials that are everyday people that aren't that don't know. But there are everyday people that do know. So, you know.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion, ma'am.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, totally sense. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools. Have you heard a lot?
It's every day. It shouldn't be banned. It should be out there.
It should be out. Okay, so you have heard about
mm-hmm.
it.
Don't ban it. Let it be known. And that's what the country was made on.
Okay. So do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
You said the effort?
Yeah, the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools.
No. They want children to share it, children of the opposite sex to share a bathroom. Why should we ban slavery books?
Okay, so you oppose on this, right?
No, I'm for it.
This.
I oppose it, so it keeps the book there.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'd like you to rate, and we are almost done with this survey. I appreciate your time, and your opinion is really important for us. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable, 0 means you are unfavorable, and 50 is a neutral option. The first one is Kevin McCarthy.
Who did you say? Say it again.
Kevin McCarthy. What is your opinion from 0 to 100?
You said Kevin McCarthy?
Yes.
Kevin McCarthy?
Yes.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll pass.
I have that option too. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
You said Hakeem Jeffries?
Yeah.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Have you heard about him?
Yeah. I really can't say. I'm not sure.
I have that option too. What about the singer Beyonce?
Before him and after him.
And now, we'll get the game from the blender. I'm in between. Is it yes or no?
It's from
yes or no?
It's from 0 to 100. Could be 0, that is...
Okay, 50.
50.
50.
Okay. What about Barack Obama?
Oh, 100.
What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Oh, you said Black Lives Matter?
Yes. Yes.
I'll say like 40.
40, okay. What about the feminist movement?
You said the feminist movement?
Yes, the feminist movement.
Is that what the...
I know.
I know, but I forget who is behind that one.
Ladies from
I know, but I forget who was behind it. Is this still the same person? Ma'am?
Sorry? No, this
Hello?
Is a movement. This is a movement. This is support
I get...
about any feminist.
You said support black feminists?
If you support the feminist movement.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris is the vice president.
No. I'll say, you're right. I'll say, you know what, yeah. I give it a zero.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
Who?
Ron DeSantis, the governor.
Our governor for California?
Yes, Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
No, I'm in California. You said Ron?
Yeah, Ron DeSantis. Do you know him?
Ron DeSantis? Oh, absolutely not. Oh, no, zero. Oh, no, forget him. Ugh.
What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Thank you. What about the NAACP?
NAACP?
Yes.
100.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Girl, did you take stuff out the book?
40.
Uh-huh.
What about critical race theory or CRT?
Okay, let me see where we
You said critical race theory?
Yes.
Critical race theory?
Yes, CRT.
Have you heard about it? I've heard about it, but I haven't really read into it like that. Hold on. By social and civil rights scholars, activists, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. CRT. Who founded it?
CRT, critical race theory.
Who's Derek Bell? Okay, yes, I'm for it. I'll give it an 80.
Thank you. And what about the gay rights movement?
Yeah, I'm for 100.
Thank you so much. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom will you vote?
Independent.
Nobody. Independent.
Mm-hmm. Independent. I'm gonna buy some more. Relax.
Okay,
I know. Relax.
Now, switching things up a bit.
But isn't what's his name?
Cornel West?
No. What was I gonna say? Isn't Gavin Newsom running?
Is he what?
Gavin Newsom, isn't he running?
Unfortunately, I don't have that option here. I just have the three that I read, but I mark other because you mentioned independent.
Well, if he was running, I'd vote for him.
Okay, perfect. Now, switching things up a bit, just please rate how much each of the following could impact your personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it have a major impact, 5 is a moderate impact, and 0 is not impact at all. First one say affirmative action ending. How impact?
You said 0 would be nothing and 10 would be a lot?
Yeah, the major impact. And 5
10.
Is moderate.
10.
What about
crime? Because I
crime?
Think it's wrong that it was taken away.
What about crime and violence in this country?
Crime and violence? Well, it happens every day. It happens every day.
What do you think?
It impacts me, and I feel like it impacts people of a certain demographic, especially African Americans, which is a blend of my descent, every day. So it impacts me, and it affects me every day.
So could I say that it's a sin?
Huh?
Can I take that as a 10?
Yeah, that's a 10.
Thank you. What about the climate change?
I feel that man should stop playing with the climate. And let nature do what it's supposed to do.
So how much it impact to you?
10.
10.
It's been cold into July.
Yeah. And what about the country's economy going into a recession soon? How much is it?
It's been a recession, and now it's a real, even worse one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why crime has increased.
So do we take that as a 10 as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate your opinions. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. Just tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Could be strongly or somewhat in both options. First one say, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
I think it should increase public school teachers if they actually care and if they're actually going to teach the students.
So what do you think about increasing the salaries of public school teachers? Are you agree or disagree with this?
I agree if they have the proper training, if they're not trying to molest children, and if they have the correct agenda, and if their credentials match. So, yes. If everything matches up.
So is that on a strongly or somewhat agree?
I agree.
What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers?
Wait, say that again?
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
They should not, because they don't know how to make decisions. Their brain is not developed. They don't know who they are. Most of us don't know who we are until we're almost 30. Don't know.
So you are agreed that they should not be allowed, right?
I agree. They should not.
Okay, thank you. What about the government should provide free childcare to all families?
You said childcare?
Yes.
Yes. Without asking a million questions of what your income is and what your household size is. Because, mind you, they're already being nosy of what you have and who lives where.
Okay,
that should be a given, because every other country supports, and we work like slaves anyway.
Okay.
So they should provide that regardless and not put that strain on households, because every other country, people have peace and ease, and that's why everybody elsewhere can come here and have a good time, but we're working out of control and can't have anything. That's another reason why crime is increased.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Now, what about the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers, to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition? Do you agree or disagree?
So what you're saying is there should be a program for people that have, what, like an illness or?
Yes, a serious health condition, yes.
So if there's a family member that has a serious health condition, there's a program that can support that problem?
Yes. How agree do you, are you about this?
I agree.
What about the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide?
Abortion should have never been taken away because that should always be because, number one, you don't know the nature of anything of why a child was conceived. It could be rape. It could be a number of things. And no one should tell how what a woman can and cannot do with her body.
Mm-hmm. So you strongly agree with this?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you.
I extremely strongly agree.
Thank you for that. What about ban assault weapons?
No. We should have the right to bear arms when and how, however.
So is that an agree or disagree?
I agree strongly.
Thank you. And what about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use?
Isn't it legal for that?
This is for nationwide, actually. I think it's legal in California, yes. But not for the other.
Oh, this is for statewide, for
exactly.
Federal and national. Yes, it should be. And also, it should not be taxed. It should not be extra taxes on it. It should not be capitalized on something that comes from the earth.
Okay. So is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, fathers adopting a child, and mothers adopting a child. You can take unlimited choices.
All the above.
Okay. Thank you so much. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Well, I would say when being projected, when people try to identify that I'm a black person, it's quite frequently on a regular basis. When people identify me as a mixed person, I would say less than some. So it's quite heartening and hurtful. So I just feel that these hate crimes should stop. So
she's in the back.
So is this very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Is it
just one?
Often.
Often, okay. Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or any family member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Money or property or property was stolen?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
And car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you very much for that, ma'am. I appreciate your time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College, perfect. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say it again. You said
urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Oh, weekly. I'm quite religious.
Weekly, okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. MSNBC could be very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom, or never.
Weekly, daily.
Okay, very often. So, what about your local TV news?
Daily.
Fox News?
I don't watch it.
Thank you. What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Yes?
Yes, I said weekly.
Weekly, okay. And what about CNN?
Oh, daily.
Thank you very much for that. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I go with what feels right. I'm undeclared.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or not health insurance?
Yeah, library.
Oh, no. My spouse covers it.
Okay, so that's...
Who was the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse.
Not sure, you know. I make pretty decent. He does too. So.
I have that option, not a problem. And will you please tell me into which of the following categories in the yearly income of your household falls? Including everyone in the household in this case. Could be under 15,000, from 15 to 30, from 30 to 50, 50 to 75 to 100, 100 to 150, 150 to 250, or over $250,000 a year.
Oh, it's over that. It's over that, but I don't. The option's not so other.
Other, okay.
Yeah.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Your participation is really important. This concludes our survey, and I appreciate your time.
You like it,
okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks to you for your opinion. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.